Welcome back to the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do each week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we go through our reading plan that we're covering for the year. If you want to read along with us, you can go to firstfamily.church and go to resources and then Bible reading plan. We are currently on week 19. So each week I bring on a guest and we talk about a passage from that week's reading. And this week I have Becky on. She's on staff as well at First Family Church. And we're just going to talk about one of the scriptures that stood out to her from this week's reading. Hey, Beck, welcome back to the episode.
Hey,
the podcast.
Tanner. Yeah, thanks. I want to talk about Psalm 96 today. So I love reading in the Psalms because there's just so many like different expressions of worship to God. And we learn a lot about his character and his attributes, but like we get to spend eternity worshiping him. And what, how cool is it that we get to do it here on earth too? Mm-hmm. And so I love songs. I love to listen to music. I love worship time and singing. And so I love that this psalm starts out like, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. And sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his wondrous works among all peoples. And so, like, as I just read that, those three verses, like a new song, every day is new, and every opportunity to bless his name and to celebrate who he is and declare who he is a new, mm-hmm. is a new opportunity. And we learn and grow so much. And so it's not like, oh, here's another day. I'm singing mm-hmm. the same old song. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's new things every day that we learn. And so, and I also was thinking about like the words that it used with proclaim his salvation from day to day and declare his glory. Like those are strong words. We don't mm-hmm. proclaim and declare things that mm-hmm. aren't important.
Right.
And so we're proclaiming his salvation. And, you know, we talk a lot about rehearsing the gospel mm-hmm. and that we do it first with ourselves. Right. And so every day we're rehearsing that. And then it's easier and it just flows off of our tongues or comes out when we are in conversations with other people. And so we're proclaiming that day to day. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be, it shouldn't be odd or weird mm-hmm. to do that every day. Mm-hmm. And declaring his glory among the nations.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a song we sung, I think, this Sunday or this last Sunday, where it's called Bless God. And it says, like, every chance I get, I bless your name, bless God when the, you know, and it gives like eight different scenarios, like mm-hmm. good and bad, like bless God when, praise him when. So I think that's a good, like, it's, I think it's good to remember, like, the psalm is a songbook.
Yes.
And so we, in some direct ways and some indirect ways, we sing some type of the psalms pretty much every week. And that's what Paul tells us to do in Colossians.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's fun to see those come alive on a Sunday morning. Like we're not, sometimes we're singing direct phrases. Sometimes we're singing the like ideas of like, hey, we're going to bless God or we're going to praise God every chance we get,
yes.
You know, proclaim his glory for, or as, I remember that, salvation from day to day.
Day to day.
So I think that's just a good, like, that's what we're doing on Sundays.
Right. And, you know, the reminder, like Taylor gave us Sunday, that sometimes it's in the deepest valleys mm-hmm. and sometimes it's in the great moments of celebration and, mm-hmm. and all the moments in between, because most of our days are probably right. somewhere in between. But there's still opportunities. And I think that's just, you know, being watchful and mindful of where we see, of where we see God at mm-hmm. work. And so.
Do you ever leave one of those, you know, night of worships or fresh encounters or whatever.
Yeah.
And you kind of have like the, that was a little glimpse of heaven right there.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I'm sure it's the Holy Spirit moving and also where your posture of your heart is at and that sort of thing. It's not like, I just feel like some of those nights, like every Sunday should be that. But I feel like when you have like this concentrated time of worship, prayer, and like, you're just like able to spend more than, you know, like Sundays are great, but you know, they're an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, and we sing 3-4 songs.
Yes.
I think those nights of worship just like, or fresh encounters, just like an extended period where you can just sit in the presence of God and we're not trying to rush off to something. We don't have, well, we got another service starting or we got to, you know, you're able and just focus on the being in the presence of the Lord and praising him. And I said, say to my wife sometimes, like, and that was like a little taste of heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think too, the beauty of that is there's moments where you're very like just quiet and still before him mm-hmm. in those times that we're maybe, you know, on our knees or mm-hmm. we're and then there's other moments that it is that like shouts of praise mm-hmm. and declarations and I think, wow, that's what heaven yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
What's that gonna be like to worship God all the time mm-hmm. and not be like, oh, I gotta get to the next thing mm-hmm. or what's somebody gonna think about me?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like we're just in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And how cool that God doesn't say like, you gotta wait till you get to heaven to do that. Like he gives us opportunities here mm-hmm. to do that and with our church family, and that's really cool.
This is a good reminder for myself, definitely, but for our church too, of to like be fully engaged in mm-hmm. the worship of God.
Yes.
If you're a believer, you've been saved, you've been brought from darkness to light, from death to life, let that affect how you worship.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, you know, I mean, obviously you would never say this, but like, we don't see in the Psalms like, hey, fold your arms and barely move your lips when you sing.
Right.
Like, like we've been saved in done doing nothing of ourselves. Because of what Jesus has done, we have salvation, we have life. Like, why would you not scream that from the rooftops? Like, sing it out, man. Like, so like, I would challenge myself and our church to like, whatever your like level of engagement, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like for you right now, like let's go
more,
let's go bigger, let's go and not in a fake way or a showy way at all.
Yeah,
but I mean, we have a fresh encounter coming up this Sunday. It's a shameless plug for that, 6 p.m. this Sunday.
<That's right.
laughs> But like this is it's a great opportunity to like, hey, like who cares mm-hmm. what's going on around you? Who cares? Maybe like I grew up very like I thought it was not cool. I don't know about you, but like. As a guy growing up, you're in youth group, you know, you're singing, you're like, well, I'm not going to sing too loud because it's like, it's not cool.
I don't want anybody to hear me.
But I'm like, I've grown a lot in that area. Mm-hmm. I think our church has a lot of room to grow. I think we've seen a lot of growth in the last several years.
Yes.
I think we've been more intentional with engaging, trying to get our congregation engaged. But I think we can all do better in that.
You know, like you talked about your heart posture. And so do we come into the room prepared? Mm-hmm. Do we come into worship with that, like, wow, God, you are our salvation. Mm-hmm. You are the creator, you know, of all things, and you are righteous and you are faithful and you mm-hmm. are, do we come in with that? Do we think about and listen to the words that we're singing?
Right.
Or are they just words that we're repeating? But like you said, when you read those words, when you hear those words and think mm-hmm. about those words, how do you not get emotional? Sometimes it's speechless, sometimes it's singing, sometimes it's raising our hands, all of those, and that is a blessing to God.
Yep, for sure. That's a good challenge, a good reminder for us and for hopefully our church family. So church, I hope you're encouraged, challenged by today's episode, and we hope to see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.